The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love.
And we want to make it abundantly clear that any effort by the secretary, by the president, or anyone else to interfere with the Congress's ability to call before it relevant witnesses will be considered as evidence of obstruction of the lawful functions of Congress.
And this president of the United States is stooping to a level that is beneath the dignity of the Constitution of the United States and our founders, since the chairman mentioned our founders.
Nancy Pelosi and Shifty Shift, who should resign for, in disgrace, by the way, and Jerry Nadler and all of them, Adam Schiff, he's a lowlife. He should be forced to resign.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses.
Good morning. Another pleasant morning in Washington. Let's all sing together now. Here we go.
Nice and easy does it every time.
Oh, my God. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. As Francis Albert, nice and easy, baby. That's the way we got to go. So, I don't even know where to start. And you will hear everybody who has a show this morning on radio or on television or online or a podcast somewhere. You just don't know where to start. All I know is my pop, the rest is brilliant soul, one of the smartest men I've ever met, a lawyer representing blue-collar laborers like his father was, you know, who really who struggled with the English language, and pop really stood up for these American workers who built this country, legal immigrants into the United States of America, told me, he always told me, if it's beyond a reasonable doubt, you got to just throw it out. Beyond a reasonable doubt. If there's reasonable doubt. He always used those two words to me. And to this day, I always wish I went to law school just to pay tribute to my dear father. But reasonable. There is so much doubt in everything that Congress is coming out with now. And this whole shift, ridiculous. And Nancy, did you see the press? Where do I start? The press conference? Should we start there? Let's start there. The press conference with Adam Schiff. And I'm watching it. And they say, get the popcorn. I am in my glory. Because I'm a political junkie. Are you like that? And I'm drawn into it. And I'm like a sucker. I'm drawn into it. And I'm watching. First of all, Nancy Pelosi, it comes out and she talks to us like we're some kind of morons, like we don't know. And thank you. I can't find the word. It's not a joy to impeach a president. Is she like little vodka there in the desk drawer, maybe in the mouth thing with Nancy Pelosi? And now I'd like to introduce Adam Schiff. This is better than the Jackie Gleason show. This is better than any variety show I've ever watched. This what's happening in Washington. And she's doing that. And then Nancy Pelosi. Okay, Nancy, great. Then Schiff comes out. Adam Schiff looks perpetually frightened to me. The man looks perpetually frightened with his eyes. Like someone owns Adam Schiff. Someone. And I got to tell you, whoever owns Adam Schiff, you got yourself a bad puppet. Because let me tell you something, he's just not good at what he does. Because you and I see, and you know what I say on the radio, you can't fake radio. This is why I have such immense respect for this medium. It's the most intimate medium. As I talk to you now on this morning, and a good morning to you too,
Forgive me. I'm just so fired up with all that's going on politically. But you can't fake it. You could sense insincerity. You could sense fakeness. You could sense, that's why, you know, I just pour everything on the radio, man, because, you know, yeah, it's what I am. It's who I am. Just organically honest like that. Television to a lesser extent, but still, you and I could see. You could see Adam Schiff is, and I say this, this is my opinion. It's not a fact, certainly, but I personally think it's a fact. He's a liar. Schiff is a liar. He's a liar, this guy. And by the way, let's put all politics aside. Adam Schiff is a liar. He said, don't forget, he said, I have absolute proof there was collusion with President Trump and the Russians. Excuse me? Hello? Anybody? Is this on? Did anybody remember that? I have absolute proof that Adam Schiff colluded with the Russians. That Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, Adam Schiff said. And then he goes about the collusion. He goes, and they remember this one. Oh, yes. And Swalwell said President Trump could be a Russian agent. Does anybody remember all that? Do you remember any of this? What is anybody listening to this? Is there someone in charge? Is there an inspector general that can now say reasonable doubt? Reasonable doubt, everybody out, everybody stops. Everybody stops from here on out. I mean, what's going on? Because as you watch it unfold, you can see it's a concerted effort. You know what's really scary to me, though? What happened in the government before, pre-Donald Trump? Before you had somebody who fought this, who just fought this. What happened? How many people were taken down and were innocent? Do you know what I mean? How many people did that happen to? I question everything now. Every time there's a U.S. attorney, I'm telling you, every time they're like the Southern District of New York, anything the Southern District of New York says now, I think, oh no, it's got to be fake news. That's got to be fake. It's a witch hunt after somebody. The Attorney General's office in New York State, I go, no, that's all fake. It's just to take down the president. I mean, you can't help it because these people who lie are in the forefront. And if it's not answered, these lies go unanswered and lives are ruined. Lives are ruined. And then when the president got stepped up yesterday with the president of Finland there, oh, come on. Is this not the best? It was the best. I've never seen Donald Trump so upset. And I felt for him. I know, and I've said this before, you can't really feel sorry for Donald Trump. He doesn't need certainly your pity, but I felt sorry for the man who was the president of the United States. Let me put it that way. That he was just so upset with, this is so ridiculous. This whole situation is so ridiculous. He hit the wall. The president hit the wall and he was ticked off. Did you see that? Oh, he got so upset. He went over. And then, and my favorite moment was watching the president of Finland going, so, we gonna end this press conference or are we gonna keep going? I'm the president of Finland. Anybody got a question for me? Hello. Nice to see you. We have fish. We're a great country. And it's like, oh, man, you can't make it up. And I love it. But on a serious note, you could see that a spokesman for the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, acknowledged for the first time Wednesday, I'm reading here from Fox News, that the whistleblower alleging misconduct in the White House had reached out to Schiff's panel before filing a complaint. So Schiff knew all about this. This was a concerted effort, like you and I have been saying from day one. Look at this, prompting President Trump in an extraordinary afternoon news conference at the White House to accuse Schiff directly of helping write the document. I don't doubt that either. Do you hear what I'm telling you right now? Listen, that's what Schiff knew about it. Schiff knew the whistleblower, about the whistleblower campaign. Did he help write? Reasonable doubt. There's reasonable doubt that you shouldn't move on with this. There should be somebody in charge in Washington. And Lord knows, it's not even the president. It can't be the president of the United States. It's not like the president of the United States. Somebody's got to be in charge and say, this is wrong. This guy's off base. And you know what it comes down to? It comes down to you. It comes down to me. It comes down to voting. And if they put this House back, this is what happens when the Democrats take over the House. This. Oh, Nancy Pelosi go, oh, we're lower drug prices they're not doing anything. They're not doing anything. They've abandoned the inner cities of the United States, the Democrats. They're doing nothing but taking down this president. And that's what you do when you vote them in. And then you got to read, I'll retweet this from Greg Jarrett. And I found it on Seb Gorka's Twitter feed. And this is Greg Jarrett says, A spokesman for Congressman Adam Schiff confirmed Wednesday that the whistleblower alleging misconduct by President Trump had contacted the legislator before officially filing his complaint. This is treason, man. You see what I'm reading here? This is a novel. You can't make this up. And then, you think I'm done? No, wait, night, don't go anywhere. Listen. Ex-Ukraine prosecutor said he was told to back off probe of Biden-linked firm. This is the file. And this is from Fox as well. And why does Fox always report? Nobody else. This is news the way it happened. This is not bias. This is just objective news reporting. And none of the other news media, they don't cover any of this, man. Look at this. The fired prosecutor at the center of the Ukraine controversy said during a private interview with President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, earlier this year, that he was told to back off an investigation. Now, we knew that, right? Into a natural gas firm that was linked to Joe Biden's son, according to details of that interview that were handed over to Congress by the State Department's Inspector General Wednesday. People say, well, what was Rudy doing in the Ukraine? Well, the president wants to get to the bottom of it all. He cannot trust his State Department. He cannot trust his Department of Justice. He cannot trust anybody within the swamp, in the deep state. The president just wants to get to the bottom of it all. That's what Rudy was doing in the Ukraine. And when you see, I have a feeling it's when this all unfolds, I'm telling you, can't make it up. But a good morning to you. It's just so much. 6:16 with Joe on the radio. We got a great show for you today, and we appreciate you being with us. But holy moly, you can't make it up. I mean, I'm reading this stuff unfold. I'm watching the press conferences. I'm running around. I have such a busy week. I said, I can't take my eyes off the TV. And President Trump at the press conference was just great. And especially, the Finland president there going, hi, everybody. He was like caught in a crossfire. But, you know, the president's credit, he said, hey, anybody got a question? And then he kept questioning the reporters. But he would say, hey, anybody got a question for the president of Finland? You can't make it up. Hey, Greg Gluckston is with Salem News, and he's down in Washington. He's the White House correspondent for Salem Media. He will be on in about 20 minutes. We'll get Greg on to see what is going on down there in Washington and what drama unfolds today, right? Grover Norquist, he's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He'll join us this morning. Heather McDonald's one of the smartest individuals on the planet. What a really, really... a bright gal and a nice gal. She is a Thomas W. Smith Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor of the City Journal, a New York Times bestselling author, by the way. And her newest book, The Diversity Delusion, How Race and Gender Pandering Corrupt the University and Undermine Our Culture. This is one of the most vital conversations that I will have on radio, and it is with Heather McDonald. And please try to stay tuned the 8 o'clock hour for sure with Heather. It's just so refreshing to see someone get it and to speak as eloquently as Heather McDonald does. Brigadier General Robert Spalding, I asked the general to come back. He wrote this book, Stealth War, How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept. This is another vital conversation with General Spalding. And Nicole Malliotakis, New York State Assembly member, and she for Brooklyn, Staten Island. She's candidate for Congress, and she's upset because Congressman Max Rose, she's trying to take out Max Rose. She says Max Rose supports impeachment, and Nicole is fired up. And she called me and said, Joe, I want to get on. You got to let everybody know that this is wrong, what Max is doing. And Max is always welcome on the show, but, you know, the Democrats get scared to come on the program, and they should not because we open it for everybody. Nicole Malliotakis in the 9 o'clock hour, and you always at 877-970-2999, Joe on the radio at 618. Can I grab a call this early? Let's go real early. If you call this early, I feel obligated to say, come on, you're part of the family. You're around the kitchen table. Let's hash this out because, man, I'll tell you what, my friend, you can't make this up. Martha is calling from Manhattan. Good morning, Martha. You're calling early, girl. What's on your mind this morning? Yeah.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for taking my call. You were asking about if the deep state was in existence, how far back and all. Yeah. And I just wanted to say that there's a video on YouTube of General Dwight D. Eisenhower when he left the presidency talking about the military-industrial complex.
Yep.
And also President JFK, Kennedy, also talked a great deal about the military-industrial complex, and I believe that was the roots of what we're seeing right now. and then connection to the globalists. I'm sorry, I'm stumbling because I'm just getting awake. But
no,
thank you
listen,
so much.
We appreciate it. And you're right. Thank you, Martha. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, it's true. Dwight Eisenhower, the supreme Allied commander of the forces in the European theater in the Second World War, the man who put together Operation Overlord, D-Day, he came out as president. And he said there was an industrial military complex that wants to take over and wants war. They like war because there's a lot of money to be made in war. And they started with that. And I know JFK, another war hero, you know, talked about it. But there's something within the light. I call them bureaucrats, the lifers within the government of the United States. And they think they got more control than we do. More than ever, it is so important for us to show up and to show up at the polls. And by the way, and I say to my friends who cannot stand the president, right here, what's happening the last 24 hours, this is why we voted for Donald Trump. This is why. And listen, I understand the criticisms. Let's have a conversation. Don't tell me to, don't use foul language. Don't swear at me and then have no argument. You're welcome to join the show and tell me why you don't like the president. But this exactly right here, the 24 hours, it's why we voted for Donald J. Trump, to get rid of this sewer that is Washington, D.C. Joe on the radio. Hey, we got a lot to get into. Debbie Duhamel is out there this morning. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm glad we'll have Nicole on. It was nice to see her at the wedding as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was great. She showed up. She was having a good time, you know.
And
pretty much everybody was at that wedding. You know what? When we come back, I want to talk about who wasn't at the wedding and give them all a shout out because I think all of New York has covered this wedding, including Page Six.
I know.
Page Six goes, AM 970 radio personality Frank Morano, and then they just put me in the end saying, oh, and Saturday Night Live's Joe Piscopo is there. Excuse me.
By the way.
We're all on the radio together. Can someone tell somebody we have a radio show for crying out loud? Oh,
and you
God.
Brought down the housing in New York. That should have made headlines.
No, but if there was somebody has anything to do with organized crime, that's going to be the headline. You know that.
Of course.
Oh my God.
Quite interesting.
All good. We love everybody. Debbie's out there looking out for you at 6:21 on AM 970. The answer, the phones are firing up. We're all fired up, baby. Get involved. Go out and vote. We're just getting started this morning. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise on the road? 6:22 right now.
Let's see what's happening on the L train westbound. We're seeing some delays right now, Joe, because of some ongoing inspections at a tunnel. And let's go over to the 7 train. Everything back on or close to schedule on the 7 train. Traffic is building on the LIE West right through Jericho Turnpike. Southern State westbound, that's building heading out toward the Meadowbrook Parkway. Now, if you're heading out to the Cross County, some stop-and-go traffic for you on the Cross County Parkway. Looks like we're seeing reports of an accident eastbound getting out toward New Rochelle Road. Heading right into Eastchester, inbound side of the GWB, starting to build about 10 minutes there. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 20, busy from Route 3 out through Project 495. Holland, at least 20 to 25, 280 eastbound. Stop and go traffic getting out toward Newark. And watch for delays West Side Highway South in the 90s with a collision. Rain today, high in the upper 50s. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Tulane Green Wave at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. You heard me talk about Michael's of Brooklyn and their Iron Chef style Columbus Day cook-off on October 13th. We've narrowed down the contestants to a final few, and we would like to invite you to be a spectator. You'll get to taste classic Italian dishes prepared using Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. I'll be one of the panel judges along with the Michael's of Brooklyn family. If you'd like to attend the cook-off and eat some great food, book a reservation at Michael's of Brooklyn. See you there.
What can you do if your doctor fails to give you proper care and you end up with a medical emergency? Is it malpractice or just a diagnostic mistake? And how have lawyers improved the safety of the car you drive? Those are the wide-ranging topics this weekend on Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi, as he talks with consumer attorney John Romano. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it is 624. If you're looking for some great gift-giving ideas, please visit Parian & Sons. Parian & Sons of Franklin Lakes has been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 98 years. You know, you hear Parian around town. You hear everybody talking about Parian & Sons. It's time that you went and you visited Glenn and Maria and Katie and Debbie, the family. That is Parian and Sons. You could check out ParianDiamonds.com. Great website. But they're not just a jewelry store at Parian & Sons. That's what I always tell you. They're real jewelers. They repair, they restore. My buddy Jerry, man, he goes to Parian. He has some jewelry from his wife who recently passed away. It's such a beautiful story. And he says, could you turn this jewelry into something special for me? Because it was from my wife. You know, Maria took that. She made a beautiful, brand new a type of jewelry, custom jewelry. They are so gifted in that regard. And Jerry wears that proudly. Just beautiful. So you have any idea that you have jewelry-wise? You know what? The family, Parian & Sons, they'll turn it into some special kind of jewelry just for you. And don't forget, bring your watches in like I did. And don't forget, you're going to get that diamond for somebody, you want to go to Parian & Sons. They'll walk you through the four C's like nobody else. Parian & Sons. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or start here, please, ParianDiamonds.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. We're going to get this Thursday started. It's October 3rd. Fall is back. AM 970, The Answer in New York. Your board size. How many times have we been in a relationship and you heard, there's the board size you're talking about, right, Albert? How many times have we heard that? Hi, honey. All right, what'd I do? What happened? The board size. Only Bruce can write about that. Good morning, Big Al. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, all right? Joe. How you doing?
Good. I'm fired up. It's great. I live for this, man. I live for this. You know, I said to Al before we went on the air, I said, you don't need sport. The Yanks are in the playoffs Friday. I will be there. I'll be there at the stadium. We're gonna have a great time. We look forward. Go Yanks, man. But I got to tell you, the NFL, don't even think about it. You got it all in Washington, D.C., man. You can't make this up, Albert. It was the best.
I mean, you know, I prefer the football over the politics, but all right. Whatever floats your boat. Besides, hockey's back. I'm more concerned about the hockey now.
So. There you go. Hey, Brian, thank you, Brian, for putting that piece together. I asked Brian to put together a piece of Brian producing for Frankie Five Burrows, who's on his honeymoon. But that was great, Brian. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate you sitting in and helping out. That was really well done because we had Adam Schiff. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff. And then that went to the president, took it home, was like, boom, boom, boom. And I'm saying everybody just calm down. They should have they have referees, you know, in the NFL. I think we need some flags thrown, you know.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Right?
Two minutes.
But it's more like it should be more like hockey because you put them in a penalty box.
Yeah.
You know,
in
football, it's all right, 10 yards, you know, replay the down, whatever it is. But I think it's better with hockey.
So I gotta say, let me grab Albert real quick. The calls are coming in. I know everybody's fired up, and I love you for that, God. But you're such a patriot. You listen to the show, you get fired up. And I know sometimes you may not agree, but you listen and we're involved with the country. And you know, that we can make a choice, by the way. And it's called voting. Hello, lady. You might want to vote. Let me see what Albert has to say in New York, New York. Albert, good morning. I wanted to get you on this morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Joseph, good morning. Good morning, everyone. First of all, this guy Schiff is such a despicable disgrace. But on a lighter side, did you ever see the movie And Justice for All with Al Pacino?
Yeah.
You remember the guy, attorney who lost it and went nuts? That's going to be Adam Schiff in about a week. He's going to be throwing plates.
You're out of order. Is that the one?
On the cabinets, on the kitchen cabinet.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Albert, thank you. Al, is that the one? You're all out of order. Is that the one? Is that the film?
That's
so funny. So before we go to break, we're going to break, and we want you to call 877-970-2999. Great. We're going to have some great chats. Heather McDonald's going to join us. She wrote this great piece called False Testimony. and the sworn statements at a recent congressional hearing on policing veered sharply from the truth. Here are the facts. This is from the City Journal. This is something I retweeted yesterday, I'll tweet again today from Heather McDonald. You do not want to miss this. She just Heather McDonald gets it, and she will eloquently report to us in that regard in the 8 o'clock hour. So I have to tell you, so it was. I guess we were off the air the other day. Whatever it was in the studio. And then we had at the Frankie's wedding, everybody was there from the New York media, right? Everybody was there. And they were showing, you know, and then a gal named Flipper, remember Flipper was with Sean Hannity. She was, and you always, Sean would always talk to Flipper. Flipper came over and we had a great chat. And she's working across town at another station. So I have to be careful when I talk about other people because I will be called into the office. By the brass, Joe, you can't talk about another radio personality because they're our competition. It's all about ads, Joe. You can't do that. You know, I don't know they go along with that, but they're my bosses, so I do whatever they want. You understand? I'm a good soldier, really. But I did want to say, so Al played something for me. Some of our friends across town, they said, oh, they were talking about us on the radio. It was very funny, actually. And then I never mentioned the name, and I didn't mention the name of the show because I didn't want my bosses to get mad. But I have to tell you, I am so proud to be in New York radio because I'm a Jersey kid, and we lived off of New York radio. We lived off of Dan Ingram. We lived off of WABC back in the day. Man, remember those days? Oh, my gosh. Murray the K. These are my guys. And Harry Harrison in the morning. I remember all those great people. So now, here I am. And we're virtually, you know, we go across, you go around the world now with all the things that these kids doing nowadays online. You go around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. But and we're the flagship station of the very, very stellar Salem Media. I'm very proud to be part of that organization. But to be in the market with, you know, that I would just love and why I went to college for this. So it's great to be here. So with respect to my bosses, to Mr. Boyce and to Mr. Crowley. You know what? It was Flipper came over. She works with our buddies Bernie and Sid. I want to send love to Bernie and Sid. You know, I've known Bernie for years with Bill O'Reilly and to Sid. We send love to those guys. Wayne Cabot is one of my best friends. But Wayne is one of the great guys in the world over at the news station, WCBS. And Glenn Shuck is on the other news station. And these guys. And I'm not supposed to mention Bill Spadia because he's on the Jersey side. They're all great, great folks all. And I'm proud. I am proud. I'm quite humbled, frankly, to be among such great broadcasters, you know, and Boomer, I'll forget about it on, you know, the Fan, a dear friend as well. So I sit before you behind this microphone, very, very humbled to be in the New York media market. And thanks for Flipper for coming over, and we're sending love to Bernie and Sid there. I mentioned their name. I hope that's okay. I hope you don't mind. We want you to stay with AM 970 The Answer, though. Please don't go. Don't you think about going anywhere else. We need you right here. It's 6:32 with Joe on the radio. And you know what? Proud to be here in New York, New York. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970 The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 6:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy is announcing today the recommendations of the state's electronic smoking device task force. Murphy will be at the State Archives building in Trenton at 1:30 to share the information on the heels of the first death in New Jersey being attributed to vaping. It was announced Tuesday that a woman from northern New Jersey died from lung disease that allegedly arose from the use of either e-cigarettes or vaping products. The task force was formed earlier this month by the governor to create a strategy to protect residents from the dangers of electronic cigarettes. The 14th Street busway in Manhattan takes effect today. DOT Commissioner Polly Trottenberg notes it's an 18-month pilot program in which pickups and drop-offs will be allowed, but traffic will otherwise be restricted to buses and commercial trucks. The MTA says this will significantly speed up buses, making them more reliably on schedule. Residents who live nearby have complained, saying this will force traffic onto side streets, but the DOT says they're confident they've addressed those concerns. In sports, Yankees and Twins play Game 1 of their American League Division Series tomorrow night, and the Bronx starting pitchers have yet to be named. The Rays beat the A's 5-1 in the American League wildcard game last night. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have Game 2 of the NLDS. It's the Cardinals against the Braves. Pregame is at 4. The first pitch is at 4:37. You can listen to that game right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's take a spin to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Heavy from the Gulf Falls Bridge getting out toward the Verrazano. The Gowanus East is pretty solid getting up through Fort Hamilton Parkway and up toward the Prospect. Busy eastbound BQE through the Brooklyn Bridge. Westbound BQE slowing down through Meeker Morgan. It's pretty busy for you on the Cross Island northbound getting up toward Northern Boulevard. Grand Central Parkway West heavy right into Kew Gardens. And the northbound Van Wick stop-and-go traffic getting up toward Kew Gardens as well. It's solid on the Harlem River Drive south down through the 130s. West Side Highway south in the 90s. Some earlier problems cleared. Traffic moving a little bit slowly there as well. Inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 25, heavy from Route 3 through the construction zone. Holland's still about 20 minutes getting into town, and we're still seeing some slowdowns on 9 northbound getting up toward Bordentown Ave as you get up through that old bridge area. And over on the New York State Thruway southbound, you're building 14A down toward 11 and in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, rain today, high of 58. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care. How many guys out there have been using their wife or girlfriend shampoo? Your hair is different, so do them and your hair a favor. Get your own. Dove Men Plus Care has created a range designed to give your hair the care it needs to stay strong and more resilient. Available at Walmart. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
When emergencies strike, what is your first impulse? If your answer is run to the grocery store, with thousands of others, you'll likely find chaos and only empty shelves. How do you avoid this? Simple. You use today to prepare. So it's time to make a plan. I have, starting with an emergency food storage supply, I trust and use My Patriot Supply. They lead the preparedness industry with guaranteed two-day delivery. Disasters won't wait. Why should you? This is the final week to act and save $100 on a four-week emergency food kit when you go to the special website preparewithdennis.com. My Patriot Supply food kits last up to 25 years in storage and average over 2,000 calories per day. Order a few today and receive guaranteed two-day delivery that includes free shipping discreetly to your door. It's better to prepare and not need than need and not have prepared. Be ready for disasters and save $100. Go to preparewithdennis.com, preparewithdennis.com.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio. You know, you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you listening. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. Please go to MyPillow.com right now. Listen for the radio listener specials. You can click right on there. Radio listener specials right there. And I know you listen all the time when I tell you about MyPillow.com, and you hear me tell you about the mattress toppers. You hear me tell you about the bed sheets and so much more. Now Mike has that. You ready for this, please? Please listen up for this one, because this might be the day you go to MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. Come on, that's today on all MyPillows. Mike has a buy one, get one free offer. That's today on MyPillows. And you could also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? That's the name of the book. Amazing story, by the way. You'll get $10 off with the promo code AM970, plus free shipping on your entire order. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, please. Click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Promo code is AM970. You can also call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Hey, 877-970-2999. I know you're fired up, but my goodness gracious, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a president fight like this, because when you see other presidents go through what they go through, whether it's Ronald Reagan, whether it was Richard Nixon, whether it was Bill Clinton, you didn't have a fighter like Donald Trump. And let me put this forth, if I may. The president looks at everybody in Washington, and this is my own opinion, as amateurs. He just looks at them. He has worked in business. He's a mega successful businessman. He's had his ups and downs. He has fought his way through business in New York. New York, the toughest city in the world to make. You make it here, you can make it anywhere. And he looks at everybody in Washington, and he goes, who are these people? What's this swamp? And I think he has problems dealing with that, and I think we do too. So when you see somebody trying to take down another individual just for their own political gain, you know, President Trump is there going, what, what? And he gets really upset about it. And you know what? He has a right to be. In my opinion, he has all the right to be. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:40 right now, Greg Cluxton is a White House correspondent for Salem News. He is a pal of the show, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Hey, Greg, welcome back to the program. How you doing this morning, man?
I'm great, Joe. Good morning. Nice to be here.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. I cannot believe, and never have I seen, I think, in my lifetime, an upset like I'm watching in the swamp these days. Greg, give us the landscape. What's going on? What happened this morning? And where do we go from here? Greg Cluxton.
Well, let me tell you, and you probably already know this, watching the events from your perch in New York, but things have, you know, developments have happened very quickly over the last 7 to 10 days, and you know what we saw yesterday, for example, before we even get into today. Yesterday we saw a president expressing his anger on a couple of occasions in public appearances at the White House in the company of a visiting foreign leader, and he was online and in person using some crude language and really expressing his agitation at these impeachment proceedings in terms of the investigations. And he continues to insist that there was no wrongdoing on the part of him and his phone call with the Ukraine leader. And he's going after individuals, whether you're looking at Adam Schiff, who's the House Intelligence Committee chairman, or he's going after the whistleblower. He was really undercutting the credibility of that complaint. And he's just really upset about things, while at the same time, Democrats are saying, look, we are in the information gathering process, and if you're not going to cooperate, the White House could see a subpoena as soon as tomorrow. So that's where things stand right now.
Yeah, and who gets subpoenaed from the White House? And what individuals will get subpoenaed, if you think, from the White House, Greg?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, because it depends on specifically what documents they're asking for, but Democrats yesterday, Pelosi and Schiff, were saying they want any documents that related to Ukraine and communications with Ukraine. Now, obviously, the president himself was on the phone call with the Ukrainian leader Zelensky, but whether or not he is subpoenaed directly, that seems like that wouldn't exactly happen. But you know, who knows with what the Democrats have in mind here, because you've got several committees going after information, and you also have, besides the president, key figures in his cabinet and administration all wrapped up into this matter now. Questions about what Vice President Pence's role was and what he knew about efforts to possibly ask for information of the Ukrainians about Joe Biden and his son. You've got the Secretary of State, who confirmed yesterday while he was traveling that he listened in on that very phone call on July 25th. And then you've got the Attorney General, William Barr, who was mentioned in that phone call by the president himself, and what his role is on behalf of the Justice Department. So a lot of questions involving some key figures right now.
Yeah, Greg, I think the big question for those of us who are who don't understand it and aren't, you know, in the, not to get into the weeds, but Adam Schiff knew about this. He knew about this, the whistleblower. He was aware of it, and he lied on national television in an MSNBC interview. Adam Schiff said, no, we have not met. And then he's, now he's dancing, saying, oh, we mean the House Intelligence Committee, not we. He knew all about this. And what's frustrating for Americans, I think, Greg, and we appreciate your objective take on all of this, by the way, because it's tough to stay objective, you know. But we feel that Adam Schiff is the guy that should be investigated. But why aren't the Republicans shooting out subpoena after subpoena? I don't know where, from Lindsey Graham, maybe? Because maybe if the House is going to do that to the White House, doesn't the White House have the ability to subpoena people back?
Well, you're right. The White House seized on that New York Times story yesterday, saying that the committee, the House Intelligence Committee, which Schiff is the chairman of, that committee received sort of a heads up from the whistleblower in the intelligence community. Now, at the same time, even though the committee acknowledges there was that early account provided to them, they say that the chairman did not assist the complaint writing process, which the president alleged at his press conference yesterday. But at the same time, you're right, there are all these concerns now exactly about whether there was any sort of cooperation or whether they're, you know, getting that heads up was helpful for the Democrats. I'm not sure. I can't specifically answer the question about subpoenas, you know, coming from the White House or Republicans. I'm not sure legally how that would work, but certainly Republicans have not been very vocal about this matter, at least Republicans in Congress. There have been a couple, but it's been largely silent on this matter from the GOP so far.
It's so true. And then this other story, this ex-Ukraine prosecutor said he was told to back off the probe of the Biden-linked firm file shown. Rudy Giuliani talked about that a while ago. What are we hearing in that regard about this prosecutor saying he was told to indeed to back off anything that was Biden-linked?
Yeah, in fact, the president is awake this morning, and that was one of his tweets here in the last little while. And he was quoting from a commentator on Fox News that was bringing up that very issue. And so that's first and foremost on the president's mind here this morning. And, you know, because he was continuing yesterday at his press conference to talk about Joe Biden, he called Biden and his son stone cold crooked, although he wouldn't specifically answer the question that was asked. And I thought it was an interesting decision on the president's part not to answer the question what he was specifically asking the Ukraine president to do regarding the Bidens. We know that the president believes that the Bidens are corrupt, but what he was specifically asking, he didn't say.
Yeah, you know, and I'm thinking, I thought he had answered that, and it's a great observation because the president didn't answer it. Maybe he's not supposed to. Maybe his lawyer said not to answer it, but I think he's just trying to dig up the corruption just to show, look, I'm innocent. Look what's going on. Look what was going on in the Obama White House. This is me talking. This is Piscopo talking, not Greg or anybody else, but I'm thinking he just wants to get to the bottom of what's going on and the corruption that came out of the White House and other administrations so he could say, look, I'm just an innocent bystander here. Do you think, Greg, going back to a more objective reporting on this, it seems, and again, I guess I'm asking your opinion because you're down there and you know the feel of the town. It seems like nothing ever sticks to President Trump. In your opinion, do you think this quote-unquote impending impeachment inquiry, do you think this just goes away, sir?
Well, right now it's hard to see it going away, just because we're right at the beginning of this process, and it's been, you know, fast and furious really here for the last week or so.
Yeah.
It seems as if the Democrats appear pretty united and insistent at the moment. I would say what we know right now, based on how the Democrats are acting, that it is increasingly likely that he could be impeached by the House, unless there's a drastic change of information one way or the other. But you're right, Joe, you're exactly right to say that this president has been accused of a lot of things in his time in office, but he has yet to have anybody really, you know, pin putting something on him that's going to remove him from office. This is the closest so far, though. And there are some people in and close to the White House who are concerned that the president doesn't understand perhaps the gravity of the situation. In fact, one of his lawyers said that the Robert Mueller investigation was serious, and this is not, while some people think that it's just the opposite.
Yeah, Greg Cluxton is the White House correspondent of Salem Radio News. Greg, great conversation, man. Always appreciate it. It's early down there. We appreciate you jumping on to everybody listening in New York, and all around the country. Greg, thanks, man. Let's do it again.
Thank you, Joe. Glad to.
Thank you. Greg Cluxton right there. Objective report on that, and we'll get into it when we come back. 877-970-2999. You know what? You are more than welcome to join us on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Debbie Duhaime, always looking out for you. It's dark. It's cold. Fall is back. We had summer yesterday. That's it. Oh.
I loved it. I had the sandals on yesterday, like, you know, and I was like, oh, I got to enjoy the last bit of warm weather.
I know. I took a picture of sunset. It was beautiful. Like,
yes,
I said, the real last day of summer, I said. But then someone tweeted me. She was very funny on Facebook. They said, Joe, could you erase the wires? Because there's like high tension wires or something in the middle. I said, it's a Jersey sunset. What am I supposed to do? The wires belong in the picture. Am I right?
You know
what I
mean? Good point. That's true.
Come on.
Part of the ambiance.
Yeah, absolutely. It's home. It is home. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Sure, Joe. Let's go out to the Cross County East at New Rochelle Road into Eastchester. An accident there. Southbound New York State Thruway exit 12. An accident on the shoulder. Busy right in toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 20. Lincoln 25, but busy from Route 3 out through Project 495 in toward that helix. If you're heading to the inbound Holland, that's 20 to 25 in from both approaches. A car fire on 280 East exit 9. Getting out toward West Orange. Busy on 287 North, getting up toward exit 4 into South Plainfield. And watch for delays as well on 18 northbound as you get up toward Route 1. We're still seeing volume this morning on the eastbound Gowanus. Pretty solid up through the Prospect. Westbound Bruckner at 149th. An accident there. And over on the Cross Island North, right at Jamaica Avenue, an accident blocking one lane. Northern State westbound, that's slowing down out by Vets Highway with an accident still being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist, at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
cloudy, breezy, and dramatically cooler today than yesterday, with some rain and drizzle at times into early tonight. Temperature will stay in the 50s. Then lingering clouds and perhaps a shower late tonight. Temperatures will slowly rise. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, a windy, cool day, high 65. Saturday, mostly sunny and cool, high 62. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lumberg, thank you so much. 6:53 with Joey on the radio. Hey, you feeling run down? Don't have the energy that you used to? Oh, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. I tell you this every morning. Are you going to try Balance of Nature? Come on, you got to do it with me and Frank and Al and Debbie. We're on the Balance of Nature train. Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Antioxidants is what you need. It's always what they told me. Always what they told me when I had that cancer back in way back in the day, 1981. Joe, you got to have antioxidants. I had no idea what antioxidants were. And it is. It's all the everything that's in fruits and vegetables. And that those antioxidants within the fruits and vegetables fight what we call free radicals in your body. The free radicals is what causes disease and a cold and a breakdown of your human temple, if you will. Balance of Nature fights it all. Balance of Nature, it's not like ordinary vitamins. They're made with natural food in a vegetarian capsule. Tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. I tell you that every morning. I tell you this too, that a daily dose, just a daily dose of Balance of Nature has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So once you start taking Balance of Nature, if you're like me, you're going to feel spectacular. People say their skin looks better, their hair looks better, they have a lot more energy. And don't forget, you're fighting off those free radicals, especially living in the metropolitan area like New York and Jersey. Forget about it. You know, you got everything in the air. You don't know what we're breathing in. Balance of Nature will fight all of that. Call or go online now, please. Become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping, by the way. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. How about that? This will be a limited time offer, so please don't wait. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. You got to go to Moe's, baby. You want to go to Moe's. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 6:56. Hey, I will break in a second. Let me bring the professor to the airwaves. Charlie Finch, kind enough to call in again this early. We're very, very busy. There's a lot to talk about. Charlie, good morning. What's on your mind, my friend?
Joe, let's look at some recent history. Comey sets up General Flynn with these agents, the FBI agents. Feinstein holds this info and tries to entrap Kavanaugh. Schiff has his whistleblower watching everything President Trump does. The name Biden comes up, and they pass. Who can President Trump rely on? Mayor Giuliani, Jay Sekulow, and oh, yes, 63 million deplorables who voted for him. Go Rangers, onward and forward.
Thank you, Charlie. You're so right, though. And so when I watch the president, and please give me a call and let me know if you disagree if I'm off base. But when I watch the president, he's fighting by himself. And when Rudy gets out there and dishes it out, I cheer Amir Giuliani on, you know. And Jay Sekulow is so laser focused in everything that he does as part. And another great guy that we love that speaks common sense who comes on the show is Joe DiGenova. These are people who just are talking common sense. And when I saw the president yesterday, I got to tell you, do you know when I tell you I felt bad for him? And the president doesn't need anybody to feel bad for him. He's a fighter. Believe me, he's a fighter. But I'm watching this, and I wasn't really watching President Trump. I was watching the president of the United States having an assault on him like this, just an assault, and it's all for political gain. He didn't do anything in the phone call. There was nothing there. There was nothing there as much as there was nothing there in the Mueller probe. There's really nothing there, but it just snowballs in Washington, and Adam Schiff knows this. He orchestrated this, or whoever owns Adam Schiff orchestrated this. And you know what it is? It is scary. But when the president, you know, he's up there fighting, you're right. He's got great lawyers, he's got the best lawyers in the world, but he does. He has 63 million people behind him. But into this election, there's got to be even more. Folks who have not voted have to come out and see. When you vote for somebody like Donald Trump, it's a vote against the swamp. Because you can't allow this criminality to continue out of Washington, D.C., and accusing the innocent. And the collateral damage that comes out of these inquisitions, how many times am I going to tell you about that? 877-970-2999. We'll get through it. So help me God, we'll get through it. 877-970-2999 on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Joe Piscopo on the radio. We are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
53 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Whistleblowers in New York now being offered a secure way to share their concerns. State Attorney General Letitia James says a new online portal has been set up, allowing them to submit claims anonymously. The Empire State, the first in the country to have an electronic platform like this. AG James says New York will stand up for everyone who fights for transparency and justice. A 4-year-old Bronx girl is in the hospital after she was attacked by a pit bull yesterday morning. The little girl was with her family on Foster Place on the way to school in Riverdale when the dog jumped her. A neighbor saw the attack, beat the dog off the girl with a baseball bat. The girl was bitten in the neck and on her face. No word on her condition. In sports, Rays beat the A's 5-1 in the American League wildcard game. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.